Yeah, well, Donald, welcome back. Happy to hear how Sebring went. And, yeah, Zingerman's is, I think, first time I'd ever been there. Kind of a bucket list thing. Got to go to Zingerman's sometime. And it is a event, like going to Cedar Point. So that place is so busy and so popular. You know, there's aisles and take numbers and stand in this line if you want to order a sandwich and stand in that line, you know. And, I mean, they got it down pretty well. It's not bad, but it's a little, it's almost like a circus ride, you know, like a Cedar Point ride or something when you first get there. You must be this tall to eat a sandwich. But very expensive. One corned beef sandwich and some potato salad was over $30. So the place is expensive. I think the experience was kind of cool, but I don't know that it's worth it. And I think what we have there is something that was real, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, you know, young U of M, you know, students would go there. It's right down there in the heart of the campus, and, you know, it got famous, and as they graduated to become influential and that, they would pilgrimage back, and, oh, we got to go to Zingerman's, and then word of mouth, oh, my God, Zingerman's, yeah, when I was going to school. And I think just, you know, over the course of the next 20, 30 years, it became a carnival. So, anyhow, that's my review. The sandwich was pretty good. If I was picking one, I'd go right to Jimmy B's. I'd go there, quite honestly. So there's my assessment. Anthony?